Okay, so the topic today is the status of Minhag HaLacha, and more specifically in Dinei Momonos. The Masechta begins with this Halacha of HaKol K'Minhag HaMedina. So it made sense to take a step back and look, bigadol, what the status of Minhag is in Halacha, and then to focus, you know, like I said, on Minhag HaMedina. So in terms of Minhag in being Koveya HaLacha, we look at the first marker on the sheet, the Gemara Brachos, Hilchas Amai, the Gemara is a shayla what the halacha is. I'm really puk chazi mai ama devar. Go see what people do. What people do seems to be significant in mikoveya halacha. And likewise, the famous Yerushalmi in Peya, the Amar of Abun b'shem Shuvan Levi l'sof davar halacha zo. Kol halacha shiro fefes v'vezdin. Any halacha that there's some type of suffix in regard to. Ein atayodea ma tiva, seur e ma tzibur noeg unhog. See what people do and follow the tzibur. So it seems to be a Bavli, Yerushalmi, Minhag is very central in Mikoveya Halacha. Now the question is why? Just because people do it, does that necessarily mean it's correct? So maybe the Gemara Pesachim, Samach Vav, the next book on the sheet, has a discussion about Pesach, Shechalis, Erev Pesach, Shechalis, Shabbos, after Yimakrim, the Koran Pesach, Shabbos. There's a subject about detail in the Hakrava, bringing the knife. And Hillel says, no, let's see what they do. Whatever they do is fine. Why? Im lo nevim heim b'nei nevim heim. Am Yisrael as a whole is doing the right thing. That's a certain assumption. You have to weigh that with the concept of Minhag Tavos. There is a concept in Allah called Minhag Tavos. Seems, I think, that Minhag Tavos is more specific Tzibur's, not necessarily Am Yisrael, maybe that's a distinction, that if Am Yisrael is as a whole, it must be it's correct. You have this, you know, tension in another area, the Ramban, I think in last week's parasha, by Eim Zolomim, or whatever it was, says that the din is kader zom v'loch hasha'as, that if Zvezin actually goes about and kills the Nidan, so then we don't say apply kasher zaman. Why? Because if the Bezdin did it, so someone was right. There's a Shachar Pratis that governs the Bezdin. Now, it's a very beautiful idea. Problem is, there's a din of Farhel Dabshot Sibur. Farhel Dabshot Sibur means that if Bezdin makes a mistake, they have to make a korban. So, can they make a mistake or can they not make a mistake? The Ramban is saying Bezdin didn't make a mistake. They killed the Nidan? So, he deserved to die. Aye, the Aiden were Aiden Zomim, fine, but there was probably he anyway committed the crime. These weren't the right Aiden. So whatever Bezdin does is correct. At the same time, we know Bezdin can make a mistake. So how do you grapple with that tension? So that's a question. A parallel is what's going on here. We're saying whatever Bezdin does, whatever Am Yisrael does, Im lo nevim heim, b'nei nevim heim. The Minhag is kovei. And yet, we have a concept of Minhag Tavos. So here, the suggestion I want to make is that maybe there's a difference between a local Minhag versus Am Yisrael the Minhag, maybe Am Yisrael the Minhag are always correct. Again, it could be it's not always correct, but it's 99% of the time correct. So that's enough, you know, to work with, you know. Parah Dabar Tzibur is a unique exception. It's not the rule. The rule is that there's a Shachar Pratis in Bezdin. And once in a while, the Shachar Pratis, you know, doesn't work out for whatever reason, and you have to bring a Parah Dabar Tzibur. Either way, what's clear from these sources is that the concept of Minhag is central in Mikovei Halacha, and it seems to be connected to this idea of, you know, Alon Nevim Heim, B'nei Nevim Heim. That there's Yerushalmi in Bamatzia, famous Yerushalmi, verse number 4, Haminag Mevatel Es Halacha. The Minhag is so significant to Mevatel Halacha, and then everybody jumps on that. What does that mean? And, you know, of course, you have to give 101, you know, Histagiyot, that won't be applicable in most cases, but on some level, in some cases, the Minhag is so strong in Mevatel Halacha. And lastly, I just wanted to point out there's a Rambam, there's a Pirush Rambam, I don't know if it's so well known. The Rambam says Beferish that the concept of lo sosur, of listening to Bezdin HaGadol, isn't limited to cases where Bezdin makes a takana. It's clear that Bezdin says you should have a certain takana and you disregard the Bezdin. So you're a violation of lo sosur. You're not mekabel the authority of Bezdin HaGadol. But the Rambam is mechadesh, and this applies to Minhagim as well. If you look at the source number 5, call me she'ino osek horasan, if you don't follow Bezdin HaGadol, over velosasi, shenemar velososur mikol davar shay yidu l'chayim inusmo. Ve'echad varim shasum siyag l'tara, v'lufim ha'shashat tzvicha, hin gzeros, takanos, that I understand. Ve'ha minhagos, Rambam says if Beis Din makes a minhag, there's a mitzvah to listen to to follow the minhag, and if you over on the minhag, you're a violation of losas, which is a pretty amazing idea. Beis Din didn't make it as a takana. Beis Din just made a minhag. And yet that minhag carries with it the weight of losas called Bedav Asher Yiru. I should mention, just as a side note, that the Rav apparently was very fond of being ma'ayin minhagim and learning up minhagim, and he thought that the minhag has, you know, halachic, it's not just that we're machriya, like we're saying here, that you're based on the minhag, but there's like lomdus in the minhag. If the Am Yisrael is a certain minhag, so it must be a kosher for certain shita. So when it comes to the Sfiras Omer, so it's not stam that people stop shaving in Sfiras Omer as Evangelist. It's a din of Yubis Kodesh, and then he'll like learn halachas from it. So it's a little bit of a other side of the coin. That once I say the minhag is so central in being koveh halacha, so then I have to interrupt the minhagim. The minhagim have halachic, you know, it's not just style what people decide to do. It's based on a certain halachic understanding, and then there may not be as halacha, etc. Now, the question, of course, is mehechates. Why is it that minhag is so central? So if you look here in the source number 6, the Torah quotes a Shuvah from Rav Shvi Ragon. It's found in the Shuvah Sagonim. It says, Mashak Asafti, Shiyesh minag b'komchem shakonem mealistin v'gon v'ganovim machzir l'baylim v'notol mashahotzi mevadei kachu. So there's a minag that seems to be against the standard halacha. You know, it's takanas ashok. If you buy something that's stolen, what do? Do you have to, you know, return it? Do you have to pay? What exactly do you do? So he says here, in a minag, you have to follow the minhag. It says, how do we know a minhag is a milsa? Alsasi gvul re'acha asher gavlu rishonim. Alsasi gvul re'acha asher gavlu rishonim. That's a pasuk really referring in Pshat in terms of stealing land. That you can't try to steal land, move the border. But the Drasha is that this is a border that the minhag is koveh a certain border, and you shouldn't change the border. Don't change the minhag. So this is a tshuva, like I said, of Shri Ragon, quoting a drasha, the amrinan, the amrinan. So of Baruch Epstein in the Torah Tmima quotes this drasha on this pasuk, and he says, the drasha is found in the Gaonim, but it's the Amrinan. It sounds like it's a drasha of Chazal. The lashon of the Amrinan, Minayin, Minhag Milsa, it sounds like he's quoting some Chazal, but we don't have this Chazal. What we do have, if you look at source number 7, is Yaakov Shimoni on a similar pasuk in Mishle, Al Tasek Vul Olam, Amr Shimon Yochai, Imra Isa Minhagash Asa Vaseinu, Al Tishana Osa. Don't change Minhagim. Again, the example is brought, seems to be halacha, so Avram Tikin Shachris, Yitzchak Mincha. So you should follow the minhag. There is a nice set by Professor Daniel Sperber, Minhag Yisrael. So in the first volume, he has a discussion about the source of the halachic samchut of the minhag. So he quotes this discussion. He wonders, you know, it's mechker kind of. Is it that the drasha, the Rashi Ragon, is really this yalkut? And it's really, they quoted the wrong pasuk. Really, the pasuk is from Mishle. It's not really a pasuk of Torah. And then he quotes external sources in Philo that says, no, really, the original drasha is on the pasuk. And maybe there are two drashas, or maybe, okay, it's not, so it doesn't make much of nafkamina, you know, for us. Either way, we have a drasha, either learned from a pasuk of Torah or a pasuk in Mishle, that says you should follow the minhag. So it could be that gave, you know, the Gemara's this, you know, again, you could go with the, you know, hashkaka pratis approach. That's like a certain approach. That maybe just hashkaka pratis. But if you want to, you know, quote a source to try to substantiate it more significantly, so then you would want to have a real drasha, the alfinan, either altasig gvul re'acha from the Torah or altasig gvul olam from Mishle as being a source for the concepts of minhag. Now, all this I say really as a backdrop to what I want to discuss in terms of minhagim by dinei mamonos. Obviously, if we're talking about minhagim at dini mamonos, this has nothing to do with hashkacha pratis, meaning it could be you live in New Jersey and there's a minhag how to split your chatzer. It has nothing to do with, you know, Am Yisrael and hashkacha. L'chora, the minhag of adina is kovei mamonos. The question is why. So if you look here, source number 8, just an example, shomri peros ochlin mihiltos medina, avalom en atara. There's a halacha, I think this was in last week's parasha, of keli chalositin, that you're allowed to eat while you're working in the field. If you're processing food by the Shas Gemar Malacha, you're allowed to eat the food. So the Mishnah says in the Sechus Valitziah, that's only when your mamish finishing the Gemar Malacha. But if it's an earlier stage, so minatara you can't eat, but Hilchos Medina, the minig was that you allow the workers, it's not nice, the workers are working there and you can't eat, so you let them eat while they're working. So it's the concept of Hilchos Medina. And likewise by our Mishnah, Hashutim Shirotz, Alasas, Vachitza, Vachatzer, Bonim, Sakosal, Emsa, Makam Shinago, Livnos, Kavil, Gazis, etc. Hakol, Kamina, Ka, Medina. So we split the Chatzer, we build the wall, Kamina, Ha, Medina. So I was wondering, why do we follow the Minhag of Medina? So what do you title?
Minhag of Medina. Any ideas? Well, why would I want to follow the Minhag of Medina? Well,
that's really a good formulation. More like, the Mishnah says, call it Minhag of Medina. So,
either Minhag is basically stam out the das, and it's just the Kol's mind that they're not mefarish, you know, at night. So then the Minhag is like a veil, stam das is.
So stam das. When I choose to become a shutter with you, so stand us, if we split, we're going to, you know, follow the minute. So it's certainly hischayev, isn't it?
Right.
You're hischayev based on stand us. Okay, great.
And there's another hischayev possible, which is not, it's even not just stand us, which is just like when you choose to live in a location, you basically accept like the standard practices.
Great. Minhag ha-makom. Maybe the makom is kovei. Is there a third understanding, possibly?
I think there is.
Maybe it's tachanas chazal. Maybe it's not that it's a personal ischaibus. Maybe it's not a function of the makom. There's a din, like, you know, the minhag ha-makom is kovei. Maybe it's tachanas chazal. Meaning, this is in a Mishnah, right? So maybe chazal or misakein hakol kovei medina. So these three tzadim are found in the Chazanish. Excellent. You look here, source number 10. Efshar shizut tachas chachamim. First thing he says is tachas chachamim. Again, it's a Mishnah, so maybe the Mishnah is mecharish. It's a din. Efshar shizut tachas chachamim. The efshar zum ikar din umekoro v'gemara davtes lasia al ki tzason. This is a gemara davtes of test that basically says there's a concept called minhag ha-makom. If you live in a certain place, the makom has a the mayor or the Tuvia Ir, whoever is in charge of the city, is covet certain principles, and I can give out tickets. I have a parking rule. Can't park in this place. Park there, I'll give you a ticket. That's legitimate. That's, you know, that's just part of the halachas of the makom. That's not a takanas chazal. That's just, even if you live in New Jersey, there's no chazal. If you park in the wrong place, you get a ticket. And then he says the third thing. Skip down. It's like it's their stavas, it's their ischaibus. Amenas kein chalkos, ishtabdu zelazeb, vinyan kosal, kavia minag, ubachotzer, shein vodin chaluk, anamik, she nisratsu lachlok, amenas livnos, kiminhagam nisratsu. When they were nisratsa, we agree we're going to split, aldas kein, we agree. Uh-huh.
So it sounds like it's not just a din, it's not just a
stam
din in any
makom. It has to be vasikin. It has to be, and now you think I mean chazal. Meaning vasikin could mean that.
Chachamim and vasikin, meaning it has to be a minhag that's coming from a real
a source.
Threat.
Okay. I'd like to see the Lashon, because if it's just, if it says Chachamim, then I think I'm with you 100%. If it says Asikins, then you might just ask, is it, you know, a minhag that's established in his makom, not necessarily a Takanas Chazak. You have
says,
the Lashon?
Yeah, he says his Lashon is...
Okay, wow. Okay, so it's a Takanas Chazak. Is he talking about Mamonos there? That's he talking about
yeah,
the Mishnah?
Yeah, that's after, right there, but we see it as a first thing. It's Arzaru in Rishnai test. He has the Bogan Tzir there. He has a whole piece on that Mishnah Bogan Tzir where he goes through all the cases where
okay, I didn't know that.
He tries to be Kaveya, Shamina, and Hilchin, and Mamon Afrin, and Mamon. And then the very next piece he says, but only one.
Wow, thank you. That's a great Makar. I didn't know that. Okay, so it's Arzaru. Okay, so we have these three tzadim. Excellent. The Chazon Ish, in a later piece in Rav Basra, presents these two tzadim, two out of the three. I'm not sure why. He says, "Had the holchin achar aminag, source number 11, yishbo beiz gvanim. Echad yifnei shezen nichnas lachatzer al das haminag nichnas, because shazacha vechelkan ishtabi nischayv al kol dvarim shoshotev kofehu lechaveiro," which is essentially the first tzad, al das kain. And then it says, "Hashem imtei eskamas at tzibur having koch bezir." Eskamas at tzibur is koch bezir. Okay, so I saw an interesting Ramosha and Divas Moshe argue that these understandings might be totally in the two Mishnas in the Gemara. But the Gemara is going to let's read inside. V'had the bonim v'kosel k'minag medina pashut anias daiti yeshchilak gadol begeder din zeh ben lishna kam and lishna basr. Lishna Kama that Hezek Riyah Lafri Hezek, according to Lishna Kama, really Hezek Riyah is Lafri Hezek. So you don't have to split. V'ratzu, Sharas Lazus Guda, they want to make a kosel. V'tam d'havu af b'stamash lo pirshu eze kosel, kamo histu v'feiru shiyasu kamina. Kevin shavamakom zeh, stam guda hu migvil. Kol zman shlo pirshu shiyasu guda acheres, imkein hu mi'ikra din, kamo im hayu masni v'feiru shiyasu. Last is Mikvil. The arti b'tam shakol k'minag medina. The Rosh Perek Apoalim, the Rosh Hakamel. Lushem ikra din machwas t'vistoma heim kihisnu lasos k'mina. K'mochin halcha k'shehisnu lasos guda stam hu k'shehisnu lasos guda k'fi aminag shavir. So according to the first Lishna, they don't have to make a wall because Hezek Riyah is lashmei Hezek. We decide we're going to make a wall. So when we decide, we're basically deciding al das kain al das the minhag, so it's like he's chayvus. About lishna baster the hezek riyah shmei hezek v'hir v'aratzu who bechatzer she'im adin chalukah she'rasu lachlok v'ladimu klal odus kuda l'shakafu medina lasus kuda lishna baster. You're not interested. You don't want to make a wall, but you're forced to because hezek riyah shmei hezek, and you have to. You know, even though it's not worth it for you, you have to because you're going to end up in a tiny spot in front of your house. You still have to make a wall. Right, the Lishkafu, the Medina Lasas Guda, Lashayak Lomar Shia Kahisnu, Ella, Shasarik Lafarish, Zeu Din Chodash Mitam Takanas Benea Yir, Shatrikin Shashkani Lasas Guda, Yazuk Kosal Kazeshanagu, Humidina de Rishoy Benea Yir, Lahasas Almidos, Alashari, Lasia, Al Kit Sasan, Kilakaman Daf Ches. So he quotes the same Gemara as Chazanish, Daf Ches, Daf Tes, you know, the bank of Benea Yir, the ability to make laws in the city. He says, for Lishna Basra, that's not his chayvus. That's a question of what we call the minhag makom. That's kaveh. According to Lishna Kama, though, we decide that we want to do it. If we decide, that's our own personal chayvus, our own personal decision, and therefore we decide to build based on the minhag ha-medina. He doesn't mention this middle side of this, is the chas chamim, but interestingly also, the Chazon Ish in 11 also seems to omit that. So even though in 10, the first thing he says is Efshir Zutakas Chamim, in 11 he omits it, and the Rav Moshe also works with the same, you know, he doesn't quote the Chazon Ish, but he's working with the same understanding. Okay. So I just want to explore a couple of nafkaminas to this question. first one is a question of minhag mishuna. Tosfos on the spot already tells us in source number 13 that you don't always have to follow the minhag. If the minhag is to build a really flimsy wall, you don't need to follow the minhag. The Mishnah says a kol k'minhag v'dinah. It doesn't mean hakol. It doesn't mean in all cases. You're not going to follow it if it's a foolish minhag. You're going to have to, you know, rebuild it after a short while. But the Gra in Choshen Mishpat points out the Rambam seems to argue. If you look at the source number 14, Ayin Tosfos, Yishlomar Miu, V'chul, Ve'a Rosh, Ta'af, Pachas, Bishir, Imnag, V'lo Yasu, Elik Ashir, M'furash, Tafka. The Rosh and Tosfos hold that you don't follow, according to Rabbi Yitzhak, hold you don't follow the Minag if it's a mistaken Minag. I'm going to say mistaken, meaning if it's a Minag that doesn't make so much sense. Av Loshon HaRambam, Shehishmi, Din Gvil, the Rambam doesn't mention all these details. He just says a kol k'minhag medina. Kol k'minhag medina, even if it's a flimsy wall. So would I follow a minhag if it's a minhag mishuna? Minhag mishuna. So what are you telling me? If it's a function of minhag amag, of minhag koveya, what do you think? These are three sudden. Minhag koveya, the makom, tekanas chazal, iskayvus, a personal iskayvus. So a strange minhag. It's a minhag makom. It's koveya. You think we should follow it if it's a strange minhag?
I have to think that according to the law, then we're not.
Yeah.
Okay. It just depends on what, how we should. Like there always can be a minhag that we're not involved.
I'm not saying there can't be a case like that. I'm saying the Rambam, the Gronlers of Rambam is saying that if the minhag is pachas mikan, you should still follow it. So I'll work with you.
But even the Rambam, it's probably that the question is whether the minhag is
So let's say a thin veil.
Right.
A thin veil. So the chora, if it's I think that if it's minhag makom, so then you would go with it. You would say, lefi minhag. Even if it's a minhag that's again, just
it depends. Like if
you're saying there's a certain point, it's ridiculous. It's, you're not going to follow minhag that. That's
it's more like anytime the minhag is going to not accomplish what the halacha is, then you can't follow minhag. So if halacha
here
is
hezgri halacha,
so you could rely on
minhag makom
if there's a certain threshold that
minhag
makom is going to fit within.
Well, is it
a hezgri
halacha? Maybe
that's
telling
intuition. Meaning maybe.
Yeah,
I mean, the way we're passing. So even let's say
Okay. Let's say, you're saying at a certain point it's ridiculous, but let's say a thin veil. Okay,
I'm saying even a thin
veil.
So like what some of the parshim say is that since it doesn't really help you with gabe hezgri, because since it's not it's right now it's blocks vision, but it's not a miskayim wall. So kol shava shava, the person has to be doeg that
it's going
to
fall down.
It's going to fall out. So yeah. That in itself might just be an understanding of what hezri is. That not only is it about whether
here and now it's the future,
right now, but the fact that I have to be thinking every second, like if I have to, you know, be concerned that
my shades are going to go up
at any second, I'm going to be restricted in my privacy.
Right.
So it could be that it's just not focused on that. And then, you know, everyone's going to agree that if the minhag is going to go against the halacha, so can't follow the minhag. The question is the minhag fitting with the halacha or not?
I hear the taina. Let me present it, and then I accept your saga. In terms of the takanas chazal, I think it's pasha that if it's takanas chazal, so it's a minhag that's not mentioned in the Mishnah. So of course, you know, ein mashkichin, you know, b'minhag like that. Likewise, if it's a yischaivus. I don't know, what do you think if it's a schayvus? Sometimes it's a schayv to follow the minhag. So the minhag, I would think maybe here too, maybe lefi minhag. I don't know, I'm more sympathetic to follow the minhag.
Right. I wasn't sure about that either.
At least it's possible to say.
Let's stop that. So I thought, it's like an interesting question. Like, you have like a local minhag, but if we're assuming it's a local minhag, we should know like, Lakota, like there's like a global, different minhag. So then the question is like, the guy, we can. what's the reason why a person stam das is the follow minhag? What Torah says, like, it's mustaber, that's what everyone does here. But if it's not mustaber, even if it's what everyone does.
Right. Sure. I mean, I think we're more universal people, because, like, for us, like, the whole idea of minhag hamakom is less, you know, because we have internet and we always look around.
No, but even
if,
like,
if you win a role, we do like the moment. So, like, you know.
Right, but that's the whole bubble daito etzel kaladam. So, like, by certain things.
Yeah, but like the Gemara has like Anshei Hutzel, you know, Shabbos, like they would walk with the on their head, like, you know what I mean? I hear what you're saying, I don't think it's Pasha, but I think at least you can make a claim that according to the Tzadok, Minhag HaMakom, or Samitas, you follow Minhag, according to the Chazal Chazal, I think it's Pasha that Rabbi Tam is saying is it, but I accept your comments. What about a Minhag that is not the Minhag of the whole Medina, it's just Minhag part of the Medina? Let's see, 80% of the people have this Minhag and 20 don't. So the Yad Ramah here writes the following, verse number 15. V'istavra the Astra the Ika the Banu Gvil, the Ika the Banu Leveni. Vasa Rubazina. Did you follow Rov? You follow Rov. You don't need 100% compliance with the minhag. 80% is enough. The Chiamina the Mamona Lazina Vasa Ruba. I, the Gemara, has a principle. You don't go Vasar Rov by Mamonos. Hani Mili the Sha'avar, the Ika Lamemar Dilma Haikavra Mimayita Havi. You were talking about a specific person. Maybe the person's from the Miyad. I can't paskin based on the road because maybe he's not from the road. Although Asid ki agavda lemezal baser minhaga de astra hu deva'inan baser ruba azlina. Again, although Asid in the future ki agavda lemezal baser minhaga de astra hu deva'inan baser ruba azlina de ilu minhaga de miyuta lav minhaga medino. So the Anurva says we don't care about the Miyad as long as the minhag of Rova Tzibur, that's sufficient. But if you look at the Sefer Masel HaMelech, it was written by Rav Yosef Ibn Ezra. He's actually the author of the Atmos Yosef. If you ever learn Kedushin, he's a pretty well-known Farish in Kedushin. This Sefer, I never heard of until a few days ago. It's a Sefer on like Dinei Choshev Mishpat and taxes. He was like from the children of Megurashei Sfarad. Like, he lived in the 1500s in Turkey. His family was from Sfarad, and he was, after the expulsion, they moved to, I think, Turkey. So he says like this: Hashar Sharavi, Haminak sheyiskayim b'dinei mamon lelech achrav tzarek sheinag ubo kol ha'ir v'chlala. V'alim rov eno hagim bo v'lo amiyot ein yicholim nachu v'seyachid kevin she'ein holchin mamon achar rov. V'yakolomer ano mihach t'lo anahigi achi an. Says the Masel HaMelech, you need 100% compliance to the minhag. If it's a minhag of 80%, it's not enough, because you can always say I'm from the 20%. So what did the Ramah say? The Ramah said that's not true. The Ramah says, what do you mean? With the whole shayla of Ein Holchim Mamon Acharov is Lemafreya, or was that person from the Miyut? But when I'm coming to make a takana, Kana Laba, I can go Masarov. And says the Masel HaMelech, Ma Pitom. You can still tie now, I'm from the Miyut. So here I think it's a more Mukrach Nafkamina. Right? It's a question of Rov versus Kol. If it's a personal Yisraibus, what was your ischaivus? When you became a shutuf with him, when you decided to, what was your ischaivus? What was your das? So I can say, I'm for the Miyut. The Masel HaMelech is saying, you need kol, not enough. Whereas if it's the Takana Chazal, Takana's Chazal, Chazal want to make the Takana. So we'll make the Takana based on Rov. If the Minhag HaMakom, Lechora, the Minhag HaMakom is based on Rov. You don't need 100% compliance to all the traffic laws. If the mayor and the Tuv Ve'ir and Rov and Tzibur want these traffic laws, so you have to follow. We can't say, oh, I don't believe in stop signs. That doesn't make any sense. You have to follow the Minhag of the Rov Tzibur. So this Deya, the Masel HaMelech, seems to assume that it's a Yischaivus. And therefore I can say, Ana mi miyuta ana. The Yad Ramah is assuming either it's Nakaras Chazal, or it's din in Minhag HaMakom, and therefore Rov is kaveh, you can't taina that I'm from the Miyut. Okay? And the last Afkamina is something actually the Chazon Ish quotes, but I saw the he doesn't quote it in the Shevet Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer discusses it earlier, and that is the question of a person who built a wall before there was a Minhag, a new Yishuv. So the first two people in town decide to split their chatzer. And then, the place becomes popular, a lot of wealthy people come in, and they start building very fancy walls. So what's, okay, I already have a wall. But let's say my wall falls down. I built a flimsy wall when there was no minhag. Then the minhag we came to build a fancy wall, and now my wall falls down. Can you force your neighbor to build a fancy wall or not? So if you look here in source number 17, da nistapakti the ir chadash she'ein v'minag v'chatzah she'ein bo din chaluka v'kana zem yizem v'rtzona lachlok v'kfol zeh zeh v'asus kosel ha'psucha sh'masisik ha'tzor b'inyor etc. v'amda kosel kamashanim etc. v'kach nistyashva ha'ir, and then in the meantime the city became inhabited v'nagu v'gosis v'shuv nafla kosel ha'shutvim kofin zeh zeh lachlok v'nosa ma'u midmasi l'meimor lo nisratzu ha'rishon lachlok chatzer. Can they say, listen, we agreed to build a flimsy wall? The fact that now the neighborhood, you know, became wealthy and there's a minhag to build, you know, gazis, that's not nageya. Well, that's gazis, you know, below that's gazis. Rufat lemait makom achatzir de'ina dal ramas yimi etena od v'ovia kosel, etc. Ekseyaksav yivne levenim. Oh, dilma neima b'shashe kanu zemizeh. Maybe when they decided to split it based on the minhag, and if the minhag changes, so when they build a new wall, they should build a thicker wall. Or maybe the third side, of Shlishi, the Kevin Shabinyan Harishon Shavir Haya Alpi Bezdin, the Pachas Shabinyanim. Since the first people did a flimsy wall, even if more people come in, they can always follow the first minhag, which is interesting tzad, that the first people are koveah. Whoever is there first, they're koveah forever, the minhag. So this question of when the minhag changes, what happens when the minhag changes? Do you follow what you did originally, or do you follow the new minhag?
Right. Changing minhag. Again, if the wall falls down, you have to rebuild it. What do you do?
So here too, it could be totally in this chakira. Maybe it's a question of the minhag makom. So right now, the minhag makom is to build the gazis. Right? Not levating. And if it's takana chazal, chazal said, minhag makom, right now I have to build a wall. So I build gazis. But if it's a function of my das, when I'm mischayev, so here, it's subtle. I mean, the Chacham Sofer is mistopic, but you could say that I was Mischayev Levanim. So I was Mischayev Levanim, and therefore I never agreed to build the gazis. So Mamela, I would still be able to do Levanim. You could argue and say, no. You Mischayev was Lefiyah Minah. And if the minute changes, you then have to, you know, follow in suit and build. But to say that you were able to build Levanim against the present Minah, because that's what the minhag was when I initially built the wall, you know, 10 years ago, that I think makes more sense if you say it's a yischaivus, it's a personal shibu that you agreed to when you decided to move in or to split the chatzer. So, because what we saw here was the general question of the status of minhag halacha. It's a huge topic. I just kind of brought it in as a introduction. I highlighted the fact that when it comes to mamonos, it's obviously not connected to this idea of, you know, it's something else. What is it? Is it stam das, yischaivus? Is it techas chazal? Is it a din of minhag makom? And I mentioned three nafkaminas to this question. Seder, ad kan.